With all the different things going on in the world, where in the world do you start when it comes to prayer? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Amelia Rhodes keeps some simple things in mind when she prays. And that has been a great help to her.
When I started praying A to Z, it was out of just feeling overwhelmed and completely frustrated and not knowing where to start praying. And I started praying A, adoptions, B, bullying, and praying for the teachers in the school. And it was a way to just focus on one topic a day and remember all of the people that I knew that were struggling with those particular things. And as I continued to do it, I found myself excited and energized and my prayer life taking on a deeper meaning. God showed me people in situations that I had never considered praying before, or groups of people I'd never noticed before.
And when she's praying, Amelia says often she finds herself just praising God.
And I realized not only as I prayed, but then I began to praise God A to Z, because these needs are heavy and overwhelming. But as I praised God, I began to see how every need we have is met in who He is. He is the Almighty. He is our Comforter. He is our Deliverer. And so we place these needs, these great and heavy needs of our communities and our families and our friends before Him. And we recognize we don't know what the answer is, but we know that You, our great and eternal God, see the bigger picture that we don't. And so it just completely revolutionized my prayer life. I went from kind of lackluster and scattered to feeling very disciplined and focused and recognizing what a great privilege it is to bring our family, to bring our friends, to bring our communities before our Heavenly Father and place these needs on His strong shoulders.
What a wonderful reminder. You don't have to go it alone. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do you want to learn more about prayer? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.